was custom. After three schlitz and Happy Days reruns, he slung that porcelain cue over his back and sashayed to the beat of his impenetrable cock into the hideout saloon for elimination time. The smells wove about his bestial scents and lacerating gauzes of Margaret's vending machine perfume and all-American blue-collar piss. Just Eddie's style. There across Deeseland dreams stood the crosstown contender himself, Willie McCoy, fresh out of county and looking to rule the world before last call. The walls inflamed with the stooges' TV eye as Eddie ducked into the men's room and pulled a small white bag from his fifth pocket. Splayed across the toilet seat like some rare albino caterpillar, it vanished in a whiff, which sounded more like a sobbing crocodile. Eddie looked up at the mirror, smiled, and kissed it.